Hello everybody, I'm George from Ireland. Here I am in Dublin, and there's the house that William Butler Yeats lived in from 1922 to 1928, when he was a senator in the early years of the Irish Free State. So Yeats was born in Dublin, and his father was a lawyer who later gave up legal practice to become a painter. And W.B. Yeats's brother, Jack Yeats, was also a painter who lived on to 1957. Anyway, Yeats was a communicant of the Church of Ireland. His ancestors were 17th century English immigrants, mostly. And his grandfather, indeed, was a Church of Ireland rector at Drumcliff, County Sligo, one of the overwhelmingly Catholic counties. So Yeats didn't go to school very much. He never went near a university, but nevertheless managed to set himself up as a writer. And then he joined the Irish Republican Brotherhood. And indeed, he was a head centre of the Irish Republican Brotherhood, or whatever is the head of the Supreme Council of Fenians, also called, in some years before the First World War. So that was unusual, as by that stage the IRB was preponderantly Catholic. What else? He was married, he had children, and he wrote Meditations in Time of Civil War, but also, you know, 1916, he wrote that Easter 1916, I write it out in verse, and the names of all those who were executed by firing squad. No such thought for the civilians killed by what the IRA started. No such thought for the forces of freedom, the freedom fighters of the Royal Irish Constabulary, the Dublin Metropolitan Police, the army, and so on, who tried to save Dublin. Anyway, and he was such a hypocrite, he even lived in England for some years later on in life. Absolute appalling bigot of the man, who was promoting this cult of political violence, racism, and so forth, and overlooking the sectarian aspect of the IRA, which murdered many Protestant civilians, just like the Loyalist terrorists were murdering Catholic civilians in Northern Ireland. Yeats, he moved to France toward the end of his life. He died there in 1939 and was initially buried there in Provence. And then 10 years later, his body was exhumed, brought back to France, brought back from France, and reburied at Drumcliff, where he'd spent happy childhood holidays under Bunbulbin's height. He'd also wrote that one about come away to the waters and the wild, the fairy child. Obviously, he was part of the Gaelic cultural revival, but he couldn't speak fluent Irish, so reworking ancient Gaelic mythology. So brought back by an Irish naval service ship. And wasn't there a Lung Erenoch named in his honour, as an Irish ship? That's it. And Richard Ellman, perhaps the most famous biographer of Joyce, who was fascinated by that whole literary circle, Irish writers in the early 20th century, when he first came to Dublin, shortly after the Second World War, he met Jack Yeats, W.B. Yeats's less well-known younger brother. Right, so and famously, he was when he was a senator, the legislation came through to outlaw divorce. And he said that we are no petty people, the Protestant minority, and so should be disregarding us by saying that dissolution of marriage is a nullity. All right, so that's a little bit about W.B. Yeats. And there's a senator, Ivan Yeats, for the Green Party, and then he was back in 1997. And I remember that he was ordained a Church of Ireland clergyman a few years ago, but he spelt Yeats W-A-T-E-S. But there is a town in England called Yeats. Maybe that's where the surname comes from. It's always Yeats, it's never Yeats. So thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, then at PayPal, georgecallan79@gmail.com. Oh yeah, I should point out, Yeats was also a Nobel laureate for literature. Methinks he was Ireland's first Nobel laureate. We obviously had Seamus Heaney. We've had a couple of physicists. We've had John Hume. Can't think what else we've had. All right, toodaloo.